Tom Carkle in the WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast for today, going to be cloudy, breezy, rain changing over to snow. Could see 1 to 3 inches possible by this evening. Temperatures going to be falling through the 30s. Kenosha right now is at 39 degrees. It's 41 in Burlington, Milwaukee 38, and 37 degrees in Racine. 4 vehicles stolen off the property of Mannheim Milwaukee Auto Auction along the West Frontage Road in the Racine County town of Raymond earlier this morning. One discovered crashed in a nearby location, another off the road near 27th Street toward Milwaukee. The vehicle that crashed by 7 Mile on the West Frontage Road was a black Jaguar, that according to on-scene reports, the other a Cadillac SUV. No driver found, though, with either vehicle. Firefighters in Kenosha called out just after 7 o'clock last night to the report of a fire in the attic of a home at 4130 47th Avenue. The initial report suggested the house had been struck by lightning during storms that had come through the area. Battalion Chief Matt Herder confirming that, said flames were contained to the attic, but the crews did find a rather large hole on the back portion of the roof from the lightning. Racine's Public Safety and Licensing Committee has reversed course on a previous recommendation that declared the Riverside Inn at Northwestern Avenue and the Dam a chronic nuisance property. The reason? The language to allow it doesn't exist in the amended 2012 ordinance due to a sunset provision.
Meaning that the ordinance would only go into effect for a period of 3 years, after which time it ceases to exist. It was done in such a way that the sunset provision was not included in the body of the ordinance, so it was not published on the website. So we didn't know that it was part of the ordinance until we went back and looked at the legislative history.
Assistant City Attorney New Tran explaining their review of the council proceedings means the ordinance only allows the police chief to handle nuisance matters, not local government. While the panel was told the legally standing nuisance ordinance goes back to the original language from 2012 that was approved in 2003, Attorney John Knutson, representing Riverside's owner, argued that language is also invalid.
I don't think chief has the discretion, and that's it'll take me 5 minutes max, and I have copies of the ordinance and copies of the letter that was presented to the board, which caused it to be sent back to committee, and also other information that I think will be helpful to the committee.
Committee Chair Jeff Cole maintained that not having legal standing to deal with the nuisance issue is separate from whether the city's ordinance was legal, to which Attorney Knutson suggested they could hear why or perhaps learn in court. Alderman Rady Hahn indicated the committee could only do so much and that the process has to work itself out. So the receive and file recommendation on the nuisance declaration now goes back to the council. The issue of whether the city of Racine has a legal nuisance property ordinance remains a question mark for the time being. A Kenosha man arrested, accused of robbing the Chase Bank on Washington Road late Monday afternoon. Kenosha police putting out a news release finally yesterday that said a man went into the bank, demanded money, implied that he had a bomb, got away with an undisclosed amount of cash. Police later learning information about a possible suspect. Search warrants were conducted at two locations. Later in the evening, police discovered information regarding a suspicious person at a local business. Officers determined it was the man who was wanted for the robbery. 46 years old, he's now in jail, awaiting formal charges. Kenosha's Parks Commission this week approved placement of a sign that outlines the hours of operation and a list of rules for the Dream Playground at Petsky Park. Tammy Conforti, the driving force behind the development of that all-inclusive playground, said that a lot of people really don't know what is and isn't allowed, and a lot of questions have been raised by adults whose children have been using that facility with the good weather.
Families have mentioned wanting to care for the playground and their concerns for the playground, and they say things like, is there going to be a sign, because maybe, you know, people will take better care of it if they see the posting. There's a little boy riding a skateboard, and a woman said something to him about not riding the skateboard on the playground, and his response was, well, it's not posted, I can do whatever I want.
Alderman Scott Gordon said the advisory sign has been needed for quite some time.
The sign isn't going to stop that behavior, but at least with an advisory sign out there, people will have an idea of what should and should not go on in the playground. Kids were literally waiting to get on each of the apparatus to play. It's been phenomenal. It'll remain that way. There's no doubt moving forward.
The Kenosha Parks Commission also told by staff that additional signs reference the park itself and the Dream Playground site will be posted to go along with the requested advisory sign. Last night, the Racine County Board approved a resolution that calls for adequate funding from the state and federal governments for Medicare and Medicaid reimbursements. Supervisor Bob Miller said that during the discussion on the sale of the Ridgewood Care Center, it was learned that the biggest stressor on most nursing facilities is the shortfall in both of those reimbursements compared to the actual cost of care.
The governor of the state of Wisconsin has proposed an increase in these very funds in his budget. This week and today in Washington, D.C., representatives of the National Association of Counties, including a lot of elected officials, are speaking to Congress about this very point, so it's quite timely.
Miller noting that several other counties across the state are considering similar resolutions. In Mount Pleasant, a resolution calling on the legislature to pass bills that stop large retailers from shifting their property tax burden onto homeowners won unanimous approval this week from the village board. The resolution targets big retailers seeking to have their buildings assessed as if they were empty, and retailers routinely challenging the assessments of those buildings. Mount Pleasant's assessor, Dan McHugh, said big retail challenges pushed about $100,000 in taxes onto village homeowners over the past few years.
That's $100,000 in taxes, and this is to the village only. If you look at the total tax bill, it's we're looking over $200,000. And we want to stop this and hopefully get some legislation passed to stop this from further spreading and further eroding the tax base in Mount Pleasant.
Said two bills that relate to the two business sites and their assessments being circulated in Madison now. He urged trustees to add the village's name to the list of communities seeking the change. A Class B liquor license supported by the Racine Public Safety and Licensing Committee for what will become the Butcher and Barrel Gastro Pub at 306th Street downtown. Connie LaPari, representing her daughter and son-in-law, who operate a successful restaurant out in San Jose, California, said their future plans include coming back to the Racine area.
On their many visits to Racine, you know, they say, you know, Racine can use some new things going on, maybe to attract, you know, more business. So they looked at this building, and they liked it, and they'd like to turn it into a gastro pub, patterned after the one in California.
Attorney John Belogic stated all the indications are that this new restaurant will maybe, with a different cuisine, be along the same high-class lines. The opening for the Butcher and Barrel Gastro Pub at 306th Street downtown Racine, right now targeted for the end of May. And Menominee Falls-based Continental Properties looking to create 240 apartments in an upscale development on South 27th Street in Oak Creek. It would be built on 24 acres near the Northwestern Mutual campus, the future site as well of the Oak Creek IKEA store. Preliminary plans reviewed by the City Plan Commission show a pair of two-story apartment buildings similar to a development model that Continental has built or is building in several states called Springs, one of which is the first in Wisconsin going up now west of the interstate in Kenosha. Amenities with the Oak Creek project would include a clubhouse, an outdoor pool, grilling area, fitness center, and coffee bar. 7 acres of wetlands on the southern portion of that property would remain undeveloped. WRJN.com. That's our webpage. Our newscasts are in the local news section. And at WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.